This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, getting our livestock off to the best start possible is the goal of every producer. The better start they have, the better chance they have to produce their best. This is especially true when it comes to the cattle markets. Prices are at historic levels, and maximizing your animal's health means more dollars in your pocket. We talk with the folks at Purina right after this.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
Purina is committed to helping support producers to start with more resilient calves. Dr. Olivia Genther-Schroeder of Purina Animal Health talks to us about what this program means.
That's essentially a calf that we have raised to the best of our ability. And that's an animal that long-term will be able to endure challenges, to be resilient to those challenges, as well as recover quickly and efficiently. And we do that in the very young animal because the first few days, weeks, months of life are critically important for actually developing those systems that animal will rely on long-term. And unfortunately, our natural production systems, there are a lot of stressors associated with them, even if we do everything to the best of our ability. Calves are going to have to get on a truck sometimes. Cows are going to go through lactation and transition. And a resilient animal is an animal that has the gut and immune system that are able to handle those challenges.
This program is engineered to help both dairy and beef cattle reach their maximum capabilities.
So anything that we can do to keep that animal healthy, to make sure that they're gaining appropriately, will allow that animal to develop those systems the way that we want. And in animals that we hand raise, so if we think especially Holsteins and beef on dairy calves, we have the opportunity to control that nutrition and everything we're providing, as well as the environment from day one. And so we want to make sure that we're trying to do that as appropriately and to the best of our ability to really develop those systems that will matter long term.
Dr. Genther-Schroeder talks about how it looks for the dairy operation.
Yeah, so the key building blocks are going to start with nutrition, but then we're going to build on that building block of nutrition with gut health, gut integrity, building the microbiome, and building the immune system. And we can do that starting with nutrition. So making sure that we're providing the calf the amount of nutrition they need to grow, which means that they have enough nutrition to develop those other systems. And then we can layer on top of that things like probiotics and phytogens that might help encourage that immune system to develop to the best of its ability.
Now, with beef cattle, we know they either go to feedlots or pastures. Dr. Genther-Schroeder says that while we know that they can face completely different lifestyles, the program gives them the best start wherever life takes them.
I think that's a good question and one that we don't necessarily know the answer to. But what I will say is that anything that we do that raises that calf appropriately, that we get that great average daily gain, as long as we're preventing issues that require antibiotics, those types of things, that animal is going to be set up for success no matter what environment they're going to be ultimately in.
The program works for mammals all over the farm, including swine.
It's applicable across basically all of our mammals. So anything from your beef calf to your Holstein calf, even to swine, if you want to talk about that. Making sure that we're building those systems so that long-term they develop the way that we want. So for example, if we think about the microbiome and developing that across all of our species, we have such a great opportunity in that young animal to make long-term changes that we can't do in our older animals. You know, if we want to feed a probiotic, we have to feed that every day. Whereas in a calf, we can actually set that microbiome for long-term success without having to consistently do those things like feed certain probiotics.
Learn more by visiting your local Purina retailer. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.